Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you're listening around the world. A very warm welcome from London in the UK. And here is today's news in electric cars and the future of transport. My name is Martin Lee, and this is your EV News Daily for Sunday, 11th of February, 2018. And we'll start with Volvo and the unexpected runaway success of their Polestar 1. So far, they've had 5,000 expressions of interest, which isn't quite deposits or hard cash handed over. I do admit that. It's their 600 horsepower plug-in hybrid. Their very first one, their Polestar 1, will come with a monthly subscription model. Although if you've got around £135,000, that would buy you one. No plans for a right-hand drive model either, but that isn't putting people off. They are fighting off interested buyers. This article coming via carsuk.net. Before Polestar can even build the new Polestar 1, they need to build the factory to build the car. That would be in China. Now, the original plans were 500 cars a year on a three-year run. But with so many expressions of interest, they might have to double that production, which even then wouldn't quite get to the target. Now, the official pre-orders, when you will have to part with some cash, open this spring. So we'll see how many people do. A company and a model, which will be made on far larger numbers, is the new Volkswagen ID range, which is going to be set to start production in 2019, albeit at the end of 2019 in November, so it could drift into early 2020. It's the five-door, five-seat hatchback that looks a lot like a Golf, and if you ask anybody in the know, it's what will be replacing the Golf in the markets where the e-Golf is for sale. Part of the ID family, which will be built on the same platform and for different markets. 100,000 units of those are going to be made annually from when they start production. So in 2020, 100,000 of them are going to be made every single year. Not going to be offered in North America to begin with. The range is going to be between 250 and 350 miles, which kind of fits in with everything that's on the market at the moment. A kind of 60 kilowatt hour battery. That would be under NEDC, so take a little bit off for realistic range. And they say it's going to have 125 kilowatt motor in there as well. So we're looking at sub 8 second 0 to 60 times, that EV thrill when you put your foot down. Let's talk about the Nissan Leaf, and here in the UK, in Dundee. The Dundee Taxi Centre took one of the first deliveries of the brand new model Nissan Leaf to show the rest of their drivers and the cabbies and the cab drivers exactly what it's like. They could see it up close and take it for a spin. Now, Dundee is somewhere that's embraced EVs with charging points and one of the councils that's been a little bit more forward-thinking here. Others are definitely playing catch-up. And whilst we're talking about the Nissan Leaf, some big news from the Chicago Auto Show this year. Kelley Blue Book, KBB.com, have named the new Nissan Leaf the award winner of their five-year cost-to-own award. They look at the new car price and factor in depreciation, fuel costs, not many, finance, insurance fees, and maintenance. Yep, again, not many. And that's why the Nissan Leaf came out as this year's winner of the five-year lowest cost-to-own award. And from one motor show to another, to India, where Auto Expo 2018 is currently going on, open to the public on the 9th of February. And Tata Motors are getting in on the act, eventually, with electric vehicles. Well, I say electrified vehicles, to be specific. Two models they've brought to the Indian motor show that's going on at the moment. The electrified versions of the Tiago and the Tiga, or the Tiger. These aren't going to blow anybody away, really, if you're used to looking at Teslas, but they're not going to stretch the wallet as much either. The biggest difference being the powertrain to your typical EV that might be developed in-house. These have been bought in by a company called Electra EV, which develops EV systems and drivetrains. It's Tata's first move into electrifying existing vehicles, and it's getting lots of interest at the motor show. Well, there's several fast charging networks planned for Europe, some of them in place, some of them coming very soon. And Renault-Nissan Alliance have put their weight behind a brand new fast charging network, or rapid charging network in Europe, called eVia Flexi, catchy name, or eVia Flexi. Either way, it was announced in December, went kind of under the radar till Electric picked that up, and reading Fred Lambert's story here about that, going to be an addition to the other networks in Europe, like the Ionity network, backed by the German manufacturers BMW and Mercedes and Volkswagen. Of course, they favour the CCS plug. If you're talking about the Japanese manufacturers, that's definitely going to be the CHAdeMO plug. There's the new Ultra E network, backed by Audi and BMW and also Renault, and the Mega E network as well, by Allegro. With 300 stations in plenty of places actually on the main routes, which should ease some of that range anxiety. So whereas some people are looking at the different plug types and working out which one's going to be the winner, a bit like VHS versus Betamax. It's looking more and more like the future is going to be one of choice, where different manufacturers have their own plug, and of course you've got Tesla with theirs as well, although they have modified their cars slightly for China recently. And it could be that there's several options that go forward and survive, and that it's not all about one winner taking all. Well, thank you so much for listening today. I hope you've enjoyed it. We'd love to spread the word about electric cars. Please share the podcast with at least one person who might be interested. A reminder, you can listen to all of our previous ones on iTunes whilst you're there. Subscribe for free. Take 2 minutes to rate and review if you would. And if you have an Amazon Echo, this is new. You can be one of the first to download the brand new Alexa skill. Just search in your Alexa app for EV News Daily. Add it as a flash briefing, and then Alexa will play you the latest EV news from this podcast every single day. Say hi on Twitter. At EV News Daily. Have a great day, and I'll catch you tomorrow.